Workers at Tara Mines in Navan in County Meath have voted to accept a deal brokered between unions and management around their terms and conditions during a temporary closure. The operation is to go into a care and maintenance period tomorrow, and 650 workers will be laid off. Some workers at Tara Mines have been told they can finish work today. As part of a deal agreed, workers will be paid a retainer of €65 a week. An early retirement package has been agreed and workers can return to the mine on the same terms and conditions when it reopens. Our North East correspondent Laura Hogan spoke to some of those finishing up this lunchtime.
I work as a maintenance fitter in the mill and I'm there 41 years. I'll finish it up today, yeah.
And is that it for...
Well, this is it. This is the limbo that we're in. We don't know how long it's going to be, you know. And that's the whole problem with the whole thing, that it's just an open-ended time frame.
Yeah, how are you feeling today?
Oh, very emotional now.
Jobs are gone, families now, no income coming in, it's terrible, terrible. The mood's not great at all, like everyone is depressed and, you know, upset and everything.
I'm the secretary in the mine department.
And I suppose, how are you feeling today?
Very emotional, very sad. And you see people coming out there with their black bags and... all like that. It's just, there's no words. There is actually no words to explain how you feel, to be honest.
Is today your last day here?
Yeah, yeah. Until when? That's the question.
Workers at Tara Mines speaking to our North East correspondent Laura Hogan. Adrian Kane is the SIP2 divisional organiser for Tara Mines and he's with us now. Adrian, good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
One of the largest employers in the North East and for a very long time, Navan's lifeline. What's going to happen to workers now?
Well, we balloted on the proposals that were brokered in the WRC late on Friday evening. And they have gone through and all three unions have accepted the proposals. And as you've heard in the Vox Pop there, like, you know, it's a combination between anger and resignation, I suppose, as to where we're at. But in terms of our priorities now, it switches to trying to get the mine back in production as quickly as possible. And the second issue is with regard to unemployment benefit. I mean, we're completely out of line with the rest of the EU in relation to the kind of cliff fall that in income that people experience once they lose their job. It's €220. It's estimated that €298 is the poverty line for a single person. Most other countries have a situation whereby if this happened in Belgium, you'd be on 90% of your income. If you're in Sweden, where the corporate body of this mine owners is located, you'd be on 70% of your income. But we've inherited a system from Britain, essentially, based on Victorian values that the labouring classes can't be trusted.
Just to be clear, Adrian Kane, the deal that you've agreed today means that workers will be entitled to, along with their €220 a week in benefits, €65 extra as a retainer. Is that it?
That's it. It's an extra €65. That will run for a number of months and we'll have a review in October. But as the point I was making is that every other European country has a situation where you would be guaranteed a percentage of your wage. We don't have that. And I've always said that government has a large role to play in resolving this and they need to step up to the plate. We put in place a PUP payment that was essentially a basic pay-related social protection scheme. We need to put that in place immediately now whilst we work through the detail.
Okay.
Of a longer term scheme, and we will be leading a campaign to ensure that that happens.
You don't know when the mine is going to reopen.
Do you know for sure
if it's going to reopen?
Well, I don't want to start kind of sowing seeds of doubt in relation to that. I mean, the company have always said that this is a temporary layoff, but we have used language that it's indefinite. We don't know. And the problem is people leaving there today don't know. And they're in the limbo type situation as to when this would open again. The key issues are obviously in relation to the price of zinc, but energy costs is a huge issue as well. And again, we believe that the government has a role to play in trying to offset the energy costs.
What's this going to mean for Navan and for workers in the town now?
Well, I've described it, and again, coming back to the point that I've made about we were able to put in the pandemic payment. Like, this is like an economic pandemic, without being too, stretching the analogy. But this is a huge firm for Navan, Meath, the North East. You can't walk down the street in Navan without meeting somebody who either their relation or friend, etc., works in the mine, and all the jobs that go from it, from contractors, suppliers, etc. And we have also called for a task force. We had a general meeting on Wednesday night, and one of the issues that was raised was with regard to mortgage payments. And could we try and engage with the banks locally in trying to look for mortgage holidays for people? So there's an awful lot to be done. I mean, this is just all I would describe the WRC proposals was to try to mitigate somewhat the financial impact of the layoff. That's all it does.
Adrian Kane, SIPTA Divisional
Organiser. But government has a major role to play in this yet.
For Tara Mines, thank you very much for speaking to us today.